Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
It's Mind Food Radio. Nice to have you with us today, wherever you are. And of course, don't forget to tell your friends about some of the great things that we talk about here on the radio. If you've missed anything, jump onto mindfood.com. Now, Carla Oates, she is a very, very special woman because she believes that beauty begins in the gut and fermentation. And we thought we'd get her on the line today to talk about what it is that she thinks we need to be looking out for. How are you, Carla?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, does beauty really begin in the gut?
Well, I think it does, because your gut is where everything happens. It's where you make your nutrients, it's where your hormones are metabolized, it's where your detoxifying enzymes are made,
yep.
It's where it all happens.
In terms of what we're eating today, do you think stress is having more of an impact on our gut or the food we're eating?
Definitely. I mean, research shows that stress can really rob your body of nutrients.
Mm.
And it can cause an imbalance in the gut bacteria.
Yeah.
So you end up with this predominance of the bad bacteria as opposed to the good bacteria.
Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, the stress levels and stuff today, you know, trusting your gut instinct, is that something we should be still looking out for?
Oh, that good old pun.
Mm.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you know, the gut is also where, you know, 70% of your immune system lies. Doctors often refer to it as your second brain. It's also where neurotransmitters are made.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess so much happens in your gut that if it's not working properly, that it can really affect your skin, your health, how you feel, your energy levels.
Mm. And like, from the people that you're working with, what's a typical stock standard person coming into your world and seeking advice?
I mean, I get lots of different people, different demographics, different age groups, and different issues. I mean, you know, I have people who have dry skin problems, skin outbreaks, feeling like their skin's really lackluster. And I always explain to them that, you know, the skin, hair, and nails are the last places to receive nutrients that go to more important organs first, because the body's really amazing. It's got its own priority systems have worked out.
You call yourself an avid beauty chef and formulator. Now, that's a really cool term.
Thank you.
But the work that you do is very important in the fact that you actually are believing that, or you're saying to people, what you're really eating is going to have an impact on the way you're going to feel and the way you're going to feel about yourself.
Of course, there's so many things that, you know, influence the way that we feel. And, you know, what we eat, I mean, at the end of the day, we are a bunch of chemicals. And, of course, what we eat is going to impact. I mean, you think of when you drink alcohol and how it can make you behave.
Mm.
You know, we know with, you know, kids eating colourings in foods, it can make them hyperactive. So, of course, I believe in a holistic approach, you know,
yeah.
Not only how you eat, but, you know, your attitude towards life and exercise. There are so many other things involved, but I think getting the right nutrition is a really, really important foundation.
So do you think if people are listening to us today and they're feeling all these things that we're talking about and they want, you know, the beauty and all that stuff, and they're feeling a little bit, you know, like they need to tune up, what should they do? I mean, should they go see a doctor and discuss this, or do a naturopath, or what do you recommend?
Look, I mean, you know, I'm a big, you know, one of my biggest tenets is, you know, work on your gut first.
Mm.
And a lot of people have leaky gut and, you know, they might be feeling, you know, have digestion problems, skin problems, be feeling really lethargic. So doctors are pretty, I mean, it's fantastic that all this stuff is really crossing over into the mainstream too now. So I think if you go and see your doctor or your naturopath and say, look, I just really want to check my gut and make sure that, you know, I've got a good balance of good bacteria, starting by just eating really good foods, less processed foods, doing, you know, exercising, trying to relax.
Yeah.
And also getting those fermented foods or those probiotics into your diet, which are really important for improving gut health.
Fantastic. Well, Carla, thank you for joining us again on the program. Really interesting to talk to you. You're the ambassador for the Biological Farmers of Australia in certified organic skincare, and thanks for doing a good job and looking after our health.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.